Channel 7's new series SAS Australia sees 17 Aussie celebrities take on one of the toughest challenges of their lives. Just how tough? Let's find out from one of the recruits, comedian Merrick Watts. Good morning.
Game-o, how are you, mate? How's my glorious city of Adelaide treating us?
Oh, mate, it is a peach of a day. There's a lot of excitement around a preliminary final tonight, but it's not about that, Merrick. It's about you this morning. Hey, Merrick, you do realise there is a bunch of celebrity shows that you could have done that look a whole lot easier than this.
Yeah, but I'm not right in the head, Damer. So all of the shows that are designed for people who have got a normal aptitude for life, they don't suit me. I had to wait until something really, really, really dumb came along. And then I went, that's the one for me.
You are a sick, sick man. Channel 7 have stumped up plenty of previews for the show, but for those who somehow haven't seen them, what is SAS Australia about?
Okay, it is based, it's a UK format, which is very, very, very successful in Europe. And what they do is they put a bunch of recruits through the selection process for SAS. So it is a condensed version of what the SAS soldiers would normally go through for SAS selection, which is regarded as the toughest selection course and the toughest undergoing or undertaking anybody could take in the world. And I tell you what, even though it's just for celebrities, it is brutal. And if you like seeing people get brain damage on television, if that's your thing, then keep a close eye on Merrick Watts on the first episode, because Mitchell Johnson literally punches my brain in on television. And it's a pretty decent viewing, I won't lie, Damo.
Now, that is a sell if I've ever heard one. Hey, we're so used to having a celebrity reality winner, right, or prize money at the end. SAS Australia offers none of that to you.
Yeah, correct. And I think that's great. I think that's what makes it. If there's an incentive to win money or to win a trophy or something like that at the end of it, I think you'd attract different people towards it. The people who go on the show, by and large, like myself, they've got a reason to be there. They want to do it. It's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about all the trappings that you normally get with a reality program. This is, you go on the show knowing there's a very strong likelihood that you will injure yourself. There's a very strong likelihood that you will be exposed emotionally.
Yeah.
It is hyper-confronting, and it is 100% real. I cannot stress that enough.
So, okay, so you're talking about just what a challenge this is going to be, and other than Mitchell Johnson punching you in the face, what other kind of situations do you actually have to encounter?
Look, there's a lot of cold water. We filmed it in Jindabyne, or near Jindabyne, on a location. I can't even tell you where it is. It was literally in the middle of nowhere. And they built a compound there, and it was cold all the time.
Yep.
You are constantly, from the time you arrive, you know, you're pushed out of a helicopter into a freezing cold lake, and it just goes downhill from there.
So it's bloody awful.
It's like, seriously, you have it yourself, and you watch people getting hypothermia constantly. It's a battle to stay warm enough that you don't go hypothermic. I'm not joking. And it's constant. It never, ever stops. You never get proper rest. You never get proper sleep. You never get, the right amount of food. It's everything is taken away from you. And when you step onto the course, you are literally stripped down naked and you take nothing. No, you can't even take a wedding band onto the show. Your name is removed and you become a number, and that is it. And it just is so incredibly brutal. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You've got to. I was at an advantage going into this. I think some of my friends said, look, Mez, you know, you've got a couple of advantages. You know, you might be almost 47, but you're fit.
Yep.
But also, too, you're not right in the head. So because you're not right in the head, you'll probably do okay on this show. And I think being a bit crazy does help.
We're talking to Merrick Watts, ahead of the premiere of SAS Australia Monday on 7. Does it all suck the life out of you, or are you still able to crack some jokes throughout?
Ah, mate, I tell you what, it's a funny thing. When the DS found out that I was a comedian, it broke my heart, because they just looked at me and said, you are not a comedian. And I went, no, I'm a comedian. And they went, you're not funny. And I went, no. And I said to them, I said, because this is not a very funny situation I find myself in. But it's two sides of my personality, and that's what I loved about it. Is, you know, I do like to joke around and have a great time, and I love people. And I get to do that, like, you know, when we're back in the base camp and, you know, we're all together and we're talking about the day that we've had, then, yeah, that aspect of my personality comes out. But to be honest, and you'll see this in the episodes, that when I go on task, when I'm asked to do something, whether it's, you know, jumping out of a helicopter or using, you know, a firearm or whatever it is, I become laser-focused.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very, very serious about it. And I think that's what a lot of people have picked up on, is this kind of... I've got a mental dexterity where I can just flick a switch. And I love that. I really like that. I like exercising that muscle. I like going from incredibly serious back to funny, back to serious, and switching between the two of them. And I find it really enjoyable. Sure, I don't come across as very funny on the show, but I'm telling you, there's not a lot of room for cracking jokes when those guys are screaming expletives at you the whole time.
You're going to see the brutality. SAS Australia begins at 19:30 or 7:30 p.m. for non-military people, Monday night, Channel 7. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Merrick Watts, the punishment begins on Monday.
Legend, Damo. Thanks, mate.